Queensland's hit its first COVID vaccine milestone, with 70% of over 16s now double-dosed, but some parts of the state are still well behind. Queensland health figures show Cape York and the Torres Strait are only at 50% fully vaccinated. As Queensland eases its border restrictions, that has some people worried, as Jemima Burt reports.
Hello and good morning to Radio 4MW. You're listening to...
From her radio studio on Thursday Island, broadcaster Jenna Nosa has been trying to share accurate information about COVID vaccines, but she's been up against a powerful opponent.
If you're on social media, it's got a lot of impact on your life. You believe things that you hear and read in social media. So it's very powerful.
Vaccine misinformation is rife in communities across the Torres Strait and Cape York. At the Thursday Island footy ground, some people are more worried about the vaccine than the virus.
No, I haven't got my vaccine. Just to be sure that it's the right vaccine.
Not sure about it yet because none of my family has had it yet. Still think it's too early to make a decision.
The Torres Strait was one of the first regions to be offered the AstraZeneca vaccine, but the rollout was paused when a panel of experts updated its advice to the federal government about that shot. Pfizer was then offered from May, but by then hesitancy about getting the vaccine had taken hold. Dr. Marlo Coates, who's the Executive Director for Medical Services for the Torres and Cape Hospital and Health Service, says it might take an outbreak to get people to roll up their sleeves.
When they see the real-world implications of coronavirus in their communities, are much more likely to come forward and start protecting themselves and those around them.
In the meantime, local health authorities have teamed up with the Royal Flying Doctor Service to conduct 47 clinics over the next 31 days to try to boost vaccination rates.
We've got these last few weeks before the borders open with Queensland, where we're going to do absolutely everything we can to ensure everybody's had their offer of a vaccine across all the communities we've been visiting.
Northern Peninsula Area Mayor Patricia Ussia says travel restrictions to communities may even have to be reintroduced.
Because we've done consultation in the communities that because we don't have the infrastructure, we might have to shut down, and they're happy with that. Because I think they know that, lives are more important.
Carol Thompson, who's the chair of the Torres Strait Aged Care Association, is acutely aware of what an outbreak could bring to the region if vaccination rates don't improve.
We've been safe too long, basically, and I think that, we're getting a bit relaxed about the situation because it's been nowhere near us, and I think that's a danger. If it comes in, we will be dropping like flies, I guess.
The Torres Strait Aged Care Association's Carol Thompson ending that report from Jemima Burnt.